Today's daf is Pesachim Daf Pei. We are holding on daf Ayin Tesam Beis toward the bottom of the page. We are at Gufa, three lines from the bottom of the page. So we started to discuss, we're in the middle of the discussion of the concept that when Rova the Tzibur is Tameh, the Pesach is brought B'tumah, but when a Miut of the Tzibur is Tameh, the Pesach is brought B'tahara, and that Miut of the Tzibur will just bring Pesach Sheni. So the Gemara in yesterday's daf, we were discussing, what if it's Mechzal Mechza? What if it's exactly 50-50? Is Mechzal Mechza Karov? Is it not Karov? So the Gemara is now going, so the first half of today's daf is pretty much about that, about the concept of Mechzal Mechza, and we're even going to raise the possibility that maybe we should do something to tip the scales, maybe we should be metame some one person or do something to change it from a Mechzal Mechza situation to tip the scales in the other direction. And then on the bottom of Amud Aleph we can get into combinations of what if it's not 50-50 in terms of how many people are tamei to a meis and how many people are tahar, but there's a third factor thrown in. Some people might be tamei as zavim, so they have their own status where they're not quite the same as tumas meis, but it's also not the not quite the same as being tahar. A person who's a zav is not is zav. We don't even allow betzibur. If the tzibur is zavim, we don't even allow the carbon to be brought betzibur. So that's a totally different status. And then in Amud Beis we're going to discuss the concept of tumas hatahom. What if afterwards you discover that there was an unknown tumah? Did the carbon pesach work if after doing it one discovers an unknown tumah? So we are holding again three lines from the bottom of my intestine base gufa. Haresha Yisol Mechza Torah and Mechza Tmein. Let's say Klal Yisol is split right down the middle, 50-50. Half of them are Tahar, half of them are Tamei. So what do? Halaluos and the Atzman, Valaluos and the Atzman. Each one, each group brings Pesach Rishon. They bring the Karban Pesach on time, but they don't bring it together. You don't want Tamei people being Metamei, Karbanos of Tahar people. So they bring it as two separate units. Hayutmein Ot Final Taharin, but if there are more Tamei people than there are Tahar people, Afilu Echad, even if it's a one person majority in all of Klal Yisrael, Yasu Betuma, then the carbon is brought Betuma, and even the Tahar people can have their carbon brought Betuma. That's Tuma, Hutra, Duchuya, Betzibur, whatever it is, the carbon can be brought Betuma. Lefishain carbon Sibur Chalak, because when a carbon Sibur is brought, we don't divide into different segments, into different sections, everyone brings it together. Rav Lozer ben Masya Omer, Ein Hayachid Machriya Asat Sibur Letuma. Rav Lozer ben Masya says, having one extra person who's Tamei beyond the amount of people that are Tahar is not enough. That's not going to be enough to say that the Tzibur is now Tamei. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Lo Sucha Lizboach HaSapesach Ba'achad Sha'arecha. And we darshan Ba'achad Bishvil Yachid, for a single individual who tips the scales in one direction, we're not going to say that's called Rov Tamei. Sometimes we do have a din of Rov where we need a super Rov. We need more than just a regular majority. We have such a concept when it comes to Dine Nefashos, when the Sanhedrin has to decide that someone is Chayiv Misa. So if you have 23 members on the Sanhedrin, you have 12 to 11 vote for Chayiv is not enough. You need a two-person majority to create a Chayiv. Of course, with 23 judges, two-person majority is impossible, so it would be a three-person majority, 13 to 10 vote. Having a one-person majority is insufficient. The question is, what about the other direction? Over here, what if you had Rov Tahar by only one? Is that also called Mechzal Mechza, or is that called that the Tzibur is Tahar and that there's a Miut that's then that the Tamei people will just wait till Pesach Sheni? Or do we view it as Mechzal Mechza that Elu Mevi'in La'atzman Ve'elu Mevi'in La'atzman? So the Gur Aryeh raises not the Maral, a different Kor Aryeh, raises this question, and he suggests that just like a Yachid is not Machriya L'tumma, why should he be Machriya L'tara? The Yachid, after all, he points out, when the Pasuk the Gemara quotes, L'sucha L'sboach as a Pesach B'achad Sha'arecha, the Gemara's drasha is, the Pasuk doesn't mention anything about Tumah. It just says, L'sucha L'sboach as a Pesach B'achad Sha'arecha, and we're darshaning that when determining the status of a Karban Pesach, don't do it, be yachid. Don't do it for an individual. So it sounds like it can go in either direction. The Netziv sounds not that way. The Netziv, in Emek HaNetziv, says that the word b'sha'arecha has a connotation of tumah b'dafka. The Gemara in Yevamah, Safayin Gimel, darshan's the pasuk b'sha'arecha tochlenu, that it's talking about dafka achila b'tumah. So we hear also b'sha'arecha is dafka, talking in terms of tumah. So yachid is not machriya l'tumah, but l'tari it is machriya. The truth is, it sounds that way from the Gemara. The last few words of the Amud were, Ein hayachin machriyas hatzibur letuma. It's not ein hayachin machriyas hatzibur, period. It's letuma that the yachid is not going to be machriya. So it sounds that way a little bit, that letahara, a yachid would be able to be machriya. But anyway, that is the second opinion in the Braisa about what it takes to have a majority. So again, the first opinion is that a one-person majority is enough. Second opinion is that a one-person majority is insufficient. Presumably a two-person majority would be sufficient. Rabbi Shimon Omer, second line of Pehamad Aleph, Rabbi Shimon Omer, afilu shevet echot tamei, vishar kal ha-shvatim tahorim, even if one shevet is tamei, and all the other shvatim in Klal Yisrael are tahor, so you would think, okay, so that's a miyut, that's tamei, so let that shevet bring Pesach Sheni. No, halalu osin liatzman, valalu osin liatzman. That's considered like 50-50, and everyone brings Pesach Rishon, they just don't mix together the tamei and the tahor people. My time with the Rabbi Shimon, why would Rabbi Shimon say that? After all, it's only one out of 12 shvatim. One would imagine that they are a significant minority. So kasavar shevet echad ikri kahal. He assumes that a single shevet is also defined as a kahal. So if you have an entire kahal, that's tameh, they can bring on Pesach Rishon. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the fourth possibility, afilu shevet echad tamei, vishar kol ha-shvatim tahorin, yasu betuma, shein korban tzibur chaluk. He says that even if only one shevet is tamei and the rest of tahorim, not only can that shevet bring Pesach Rishon, they can bring together with everybody else. They don't even need to split up from everybody else. The whole korban Pesach can be brought betuma. The other 11 shvatim could also bring it betuma, because we don't divide up a korban tzibur. Rabbi Yehuda savar shevet echad ikri kal, vahavalu palgu upalga. A shevet echad is called a kal, so therefore we view it as if it's 50-50, vein korban tzibur chaluk, and you can't divide a korban tzibur, vavdi kulu betuma, so everybody's going to bring it betuma. That's the biur of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Period. Itmar, new statement. How you sold mechzatar and mechzatmein. Let's say it's exactly 50-50, right down the middle, half of Klal Yisrael is tamei, half is tahar. Amar Rav, mitamin echad mehen b'sheret. So Rav says, very simple eitzah, we should take a sheret and be mitame one person, and that will tip the scales, and it will make a majority tame, and that way we'll be able to bring the Pesach b'tuma on Pesach Rishon. V'amai, navdu hani l'chudayu v'hani l'chudayu. So why would Rav suggest doing such a thing? Shouldn't we just follow the rules of what you do when it's 50-50? And when it's 50-50, have everyone bring Pesach Rishon, just don't bring it together. The Torah people have to bring a Patara, the Tummy people will bring a Patuma. That's Rav's Shita. That's what Rav says you're supposed to do when it's 50-50. Have the regular Torah people bring a Patara, and the Tummy people bring a Patuma. Why would you dafka be Mitame, an extra person? So Amri Hachem Mayaskinan. Now the case is there was a one person majority. There was one more Tamei person than there were Torah people. So says Gemara, okay, but then why the need to even be Mitamei anybody? Well, then you have a majority of Tamei people, so then you should be able to bring a Betuma. Why would you be Mitamei another person? So Savila Krablozer ben Masya, Damar Eina Yachin Machriya Satzibur Letuma, because he holds a Krablozer ben Masya that a one person majority is insufficient to allow the entire tzibur to bring it to bituma. So he says, yeah, but what does Rabbi Elazar ben Masya hold when you have one person majority? He holds that it has the same din as 50-50. And if you have the same din as 50-50, let the Tamei people bring it bituma, let the Torah people bring it bitara, so yihachi hadu koshin leduchtei. Now v'hani l'chudayu v'hani l'chudayu. So that just brings us back to our original question. Meaning, bottom line is, it never makes sense to be mitamei a person. If it's 50-50, so the halacha is, Tamei people bring a bituma, Torah people bring a bitara. You want to tell me that a one-person majority counts as 50-50? So if the case is a one-person majority, weiter, Tamei people bring a bituma, Torah people bring a bitara. Why would you ever be mitamei an extra person? Elahachi kamer. This is what Rav means to say. Ii katana de savrla katana kama. Damer palgu palgu lo avdi kulu betuma. If you were to find a Tana that holds like the Tanakama, that when you have 50-50, they can all bring a Petuma, this Savrla Rabbi Yehuda, and at the same time also holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Tamar Ein Korban Tzibur Chaluk, who holds that you're not allowed to divide a Korban Tzibur, so you can't have some people bring Betuma and some people bring Betara, so then you're going to be in trouble, because then what's going to happen? If you can't have everyone bring a Betuma, and you can't divide, have some people bring a Betara, some people bring a Betuma, so what's going to happen is the 50% who are Tara will bring a Betara, and the other 50% will be stuck. They won't be able to bring it at all. Not Pesach Rishon, nor Pesach Sheni. So that would be a terrible problem for 50% of Klal Yisrael. So if there was a Tana that held that combination of opinions, that 50% of Tamei people cannot bring separately from the 50% of Torah people, and that when you have 50% Tamei, you can't allow just the Torah people to bring Betumah also, so then Metamein Echad Me'en B'Sheretz. Then the best Eitzah is to be Metamei one person with a Sheretz. That's the best Eitzah. If you look at Rashi over here says, Elahachi Kamar, Uliola Mechsal Mechsa Dafka Katani, the case Rav was talking about where it was exactly 50-50, Vachi Kamar Rav, and Rav was saying as follows, I Mishkachas Tana Dislay Katana Kama, Damar Palgu Palgu Lo Avdi Torah and Betumah. If you were to find someone that holds like the Tana Kama, that if it were 50-50, the Torah people must bring it b'tahara, kidiktani alalu asan atzman, and at the same time, someone would hold the Rabbi Yehuda, damrein karban tzibur chaluk, that you can't divide a karban tzibur into two groups, mechiyavid kal b'tumah b'rishon lo maflig mavid torin b'tahara da'asil lichalek, that if someone's bringing a b'tumah in Pesach Rishon, then the Torah group can't bring a b'tahara, because you're not allowed to divide. Why can't you divide? Here's what Rashi adds. So far, he just translated the Gemara. Shegenai hadavar. Demucha milsi behedya kishinisharin elu me'elu. It's going to look terrible for Klal Yisrael if you have two distinct groups that are careful never to come near each other. That looks bad for Klal Yisrael. That Klal Yisrael has to look like they come together. Fits into our theme of the Shabbat Shuvah Joshua from yesterday. That it's a terrible genai to Klal Yisrael if you have people that are avoiding each other throughout the process of bringing the carbon. Now, is this a din d'oraisa or is this a din d'rabbanan? I mean, kenai hadavar sounds like, looks bad. Where's the din d'oraisa that it looks bad? It sounds like a din d'rabbanan. It seems the Marsha understands in Rashi that Rashi is saying a din d'rabbanan, that it's not possible that we could have the Torah people not do a betumah and the Tamei people do a betumah, because it's a kenai that lashon sounds like a lashon of mid'rabbanan. However, the Achronim point out it's very difficult to say such a thing, that it's only a din d'rabbanan. So because ein korban tzibur chaluk, which is a din d'rabbanan, everyone's going to do it betuma. So you're going to allow Torah people to be nichnas to mikdash betuma. We're going to be matir nisr kares. So what does that mean? It's hard to say that this is nisr d'rabbanan. So it's not actually being matir nisr kares. It's fixing the situation to make sure that it's a rove tame. But still, why would you create a situation of rove tuma just to address a din d'rabbanan? So that's a discussion in the Achronim, what Rashi means exactly over here. But this concept of genai hadavar comes up in a few other places in halacha as well, where we don't want to split groups into two because of genai hadavar. Rashi says a similar concept. Rashi says a similar concept in Maseches Chagiga. Rashi Maseches Chagiga says someone who's neman al kodesh is neman on truma that is together in the same barrel with the kodesh as well, because it's a genai for the mizbeach that the truma that was together with that kodesh is going to be becheskas tuma, but the kodesh itself is going to be allowed to be brought in the mizbeach. Rashi, similar idea, that it's Genai Adavar, that two things that are together are going to have different statuses, that they're going to be considered separate from each other. So there is a Sefer Orach Ne'eman, and I wrote an article recently, I quoted the Sefer Orach Ne'eman, and I sent the article to Rav Shech, so he said, I've never heard of the Sefer, who is this? So I had no idea who it was, I just saw it quoted elsewhere, and Rav Shech's son told me that he thinks it's a relative of Shlomo Zalman Orbach. So it says if you're Orach Ne'eman Orbach, it quotes in the Panini Halacha, so I assume it's a relative of Shlomo Zalman Orbach. So in the Sefer Orach Ne'eman, he writes, based on this, maybe that we can explain the Halacha, and we'll count this as a Dafyomi coincidence, as we start to be Noheg, the Isser of Paspalter, during the minhag of being careful of Paspalter during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. So he quotes the halacha in Shulchan Aruch that if a Baal HaBayis and an Oreach are eating together, the din is that if there's Pas Nikia and Pas Kiber, there's a higher quality bread and lower quality bread, so the halacha is you're supposed to be Botzeya on the Pas Nikia. You're supposed to make the bracha on the higher quality bread. What if it was Pas Nikia Shal Palter and Pas Kiber Shal Yisrael? Israel. It was the lower quality bread was from a Jewish bakery, and the higher quality bread was from a non-Jewish bakery. And you're careful about Pasakum, or let's say it's Yasar Simei Tshuva or whatever. So you should be put aside the Pas Naki Shel Nachri from the table, take it off of the table till after that Motzi. And if the Balabayis is careful about Pas Nachri and the guest is not careful about it, and they have two loaves of bread, again, one Shel Palter and one that's higher quality, one Shel Yisrael, it's lower quality, since it's the Balabayis' mitzvah to be Botzea, and he's going to pater everyone else with his bracha, so you should take from the good, higher quality non-Jewish bread because of the cover of the Oreach, because the Oreach is going to want to eat from it. So since it's and once it's mutter for the Baal Bayis to be Botzea on it, it's mutter for him to eat it throughout the entire Suda, even though he personally is generally knowing not to eat it. So the Achronim wonder about that heter. We allow him all of a sudden throughout the entire meal to violate his own practice of being careful about pas palter. So says the Aruch Neeman that maybe it's part of this concept of genai that it says in our, that Rashi says in our sugya, and that comes up that Rashi says in Chagiga, that when you can't do something that looks like a schok, that looks like a, that looks like you're dividing up amongst two things that are supposed to be together, that's going to be a genai. So it's going to look like a joke to the oreach that the Baal Bayis makes a bracha of Motzi on the paspalter, and then he won't eat it for the rest of the meal. When you have two things that associate each other, so that's going to be a violation of a schok. That's the Aruch Neeman says that might explain the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham, there used to be a minhag women who were a nida would not come to Beis HaKnesses. They would not come to the shul. So Magen Avraham says that a woman who's a nida, when she's allowed to come to Beis HaKnesses based on their minhag, which is Yom Noraim, they'd always come to the Beis HaKnesses. So she's, once she's there, she could daven also. Even though the minhag was that a nida wouldn't say Dvarim Shem Kedush or whatever, she wouldn't daven. But once she's there, she can daven too. So why? Because he says, again, this concept of Ganai, of Ischot, that she's going to be there, everyone else is going to be davening, she's not going to daven, you don't want to create those kinds of situations. This has applications in a lot of different areas. Vaitu in the Gemara, so again, Rav Zeitza is bimetame somebody with the sheretz. Ula says, no. Ula amar, mishalchen echemel lederuch rechoka. Don't be metame someone with the sheretz. Send somebody to a derech rechoka. Send somebody far away, and that way that will tip the scales, because the only people that count in the cheshbon of who's tamei and who's tar is people who are eligible to bring the Karban Pesach. Someone who's b'derech rechoka is not eligible to bring the Karban Pesach. So that's the way that you could tip the scales. So if you tamei b'sheretz, but why not just be metami the person with the sheretz? Kasavar shoftun v'zarkan al tamei sheretz, because he holds that that has no effect whatsoever, because we would bring the Karban Pesach for a tamei sheretz, so it doesn't help to tip the scales to be metami with the sheretz, and therefore you send someone the derech rechoka. The Shagas Aryeh uses this line of Ula as a raya in the discussion about Simchas Yontif we discussed the other day, about the concept of Simchas Yontif Bizman Azeh. We know when the Beis HaMikdash was around, the way to be mechanist of Simchas Yontif was with Shalmei Simcha. You brought a carbon and you ate from the meat of the carbon. What about Bizman Azeh when we don't have Shalmei Simcha? So we're mesameach with whatever we can. We drink wine, we buy women nice clothing and children candies or whatever. We do other things to be mesameach. Is that a din d'oraisa or is that a din midrabanan? So it seems to be machlokas rishonim. The Rambam seems to be very clear that it is a din d'oraisa. The Rambam in the sixth parak of Hilchos Yontif Halacha Yud Zayin Yud Ches says that during the 7 days of Pesach, the 8 days of Chag, and all the other Yom Tovim, a person has a chayv to be sameach v'tov lev. Hu ubanav ishto bnei veso, everyone that's together with him, shnemar v'samachta b'chagecha, and even though, says the Rambam, shasimcha amurakani karman shlamim, yesh bechlal osa simcha, l'smach hu ubanav bnei veso kalachat v'achar karoilo. We included in that simcha, meaning in the simcha of the Torah, of the Pasuk, is whatever makes you happy. And he goes on to say, so we eat meat, that's not karban meat, but still that makes us happy, and that's a kiyum of the mitzvah of simcha. But the Minchas Chinuch points out in Mitzvah Tav Peches that this is not agreed upon by everybody. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos in Maseches Moed Katan says the Mitzvah Simchas Yontif Bizman Hazeh is only a Mitzvah Drabanan, not a Mitzvah Daraisa. Mitzvah Daraisa is only with Shalmei Simchas. So says the Shagas Aryeh, a Raya from Psachim Daf Pei. Why? That you're Yotzei with other types of Simcha as well. Because otherwise, what's the Kasha that we ask on Ula I'm sorry, it's the next line. V'itamenu b'mace. The Gemara says on Ula, why don't you just be mitame the guy with a mace? Why aren't we just mitame him the mace? What's the kasha to be mitame the guy with one of the Torah with a mace? If you do that, he's not going to be able to bring the Shalmei Simcha for the entire Pesach, because if you mitame him with a mace, it's a 7-day sentence of Tumah. So you're robbing him of the possibility of the mitzvah of Simcha. He's going to be mivatal the mitzvah say of Simcha. So how could you be mivatal someone a mitzvah say min da'oraisa? So it must be that the mitzvah of the samachta, it's possible to be mekayim even if you can't bring the shalmei simcha. So that's why we ask, be mitamim with the mace. What are you going to do about his mitzvah of simcha? He won't be doing it in an ideal way with the shalmei simcha, but he'll still be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of simcha, and it's worth sacrificing a mitzvah min amuvchar for the tzorech of all of the klal. To sacrifice the mitzvah entirely, that we wouldn't allow. So that's the Shagas Ari Yisraya, that one could be mekayim the mitzvah of simcha in ways other than the shalmei simcha themselves. So anyway, so says Gemara, so v'itamenu b'meis, why aren't we mitamim with a mace? So Gemara says, madcheu ata mechagigaso, because he's not going to be able to bring the karmel chagiga. So says Gemara, v'hashanami madcheu ata mepischo. Well, if you're matamim, if you send him b'derech rechoka, he's not going to be able to bring the karmel pesach. So how does that help? So Efsha David B'Sheni, he could bring Karm Pesach, he'll do Pesach Sheni. So says Mar B'Meis Nami, Efsha David B'Shvi, David Leishmini Shalom. Well, by the Meis also, he could bring the, if you're Matami with the Meis, he could bring the Karm Chagigah also. On the seventh day of Pesach, which is the eighth day of his Tara. So says Gemara, a very important klal in terms of tashlumin when it comes to making up for a missed mitzvah. Kasavr Ula kulu tashlumin derisha minhu. Ula understands that the fact that we could bring the korban chagiga later than the first day of Yontif, that's only midine tashlumin, to make up for a missed mitzvah on the first day. And the rule by tashlumin always is dechazi berishon, chazi bekulhu. If you were chayiv at the ikar zman, then you're subject to tashlumin, then you're able to take advantage of tashlumin, of making it up if you missed it at the ikar zman. V'kalecha delo chazi berishon, lo chazi bekulhu. But if you were never chayiv at the ikar zman to begin with, then there's no din of tashlumin in the rest of the days. This is the major discussion in Rishonim, whether a person, Rachman al-Tzlan, loses a relative on Shabbos, so he's pays an onain on Motzai Shabbos, he's potter from Avdallah, so after the Kavura on Sunday, does he have to make Avdallah? So it all depends. How do we view the mitzvah of making Avdallah after Motzai Shabbos, on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday? The Gemara says in 10th Parak, you're allowed to make for the first 3 days of the week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you can still say Avdallah. How do we view that? Is that a din of Tashlumin, that you make up for a missed mitzvah on Motzai Shabbos? Or no, the Zman of the mitzvah extends from after Shabbos until Tuesday. If you say that it's a din of Tashlumin, then he's potter from saying Avdallah, because at the Iker Zman, which is Motzai Shabbos, he was an Onain, so he was potter. There's no din of Tashlumin for someone who's potter at the Iker Zman mitzvah. If you view it as a one continuous Chiyuv, so then he'd be Chayiv after the Kfura. That's the Machlokas of the Rosh and Rav Rutenberg in the third paragraph of Maseches Moed Katan. His third sheet is that the Zman goes through Sunday, that the Iker Zman goes through Sunday, Monday and Tuesday is Tashlumin. So three basic sheetahs in Rishonim in terms of that. But that's the rule about Tashlumin always. So Amal Rav Nachman, Zilu Varmalei Le'ula, Man Sayis, Da'akar Sichei, Umashkene V'rahit. He says, who's going to listen to you? I mean, your Eitzah, telling one guy to go B'darach Rechoka, good luck finding a volunteer to be the one who's going to go B'darach Rechoka. No one's going to be interested in doing that. This comes up, this idea comes up in a discussion that we have in many areas of halacha, that there is a halacha that one is not supposed to eat when they have a mitzvah that's incumbent upon them to do. You have to wait till you do that mitzvah before eating. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Tafresh Nun Beis, you're not allowed to eat before you do Netilas Lulav. I always thought maybe that's why there's a minig chassidim have that they take the lulav dafka on the morning before they come to shul, right? Not to wait till right before halal to make the bracha. So it partially relates to sukkah, but I don't think, I always thought that was just because you're sleeping in the sukkah. So when you wake up, if you're going to take lulav, so that's where you're going to take lulav, because you're in the sukkah already anyway. Many are makbid to take lulav dafka in the sukkah for that reason. But I always thought that some way it must connect to the minig that chassidim have of eating before davening in order to increase their kavanah in davening, right? The non-chassidim won't eat before davening because it says in Shulchan Aruch, but the chassidim always had a minig to eat before davening because the deeper kavanahs that they're able to have during davening. So if you can eat before davening, you got to take lulav, because you have a mitzvah to do, taking lulav before you eat. So this is such a halacha. By bedikas chametz we have such a halacha. You're not allowed to eat before bedikas chametz. The Rama says by sefiras haomer. The Rama says by kriyas hamegillah. Right. That's why when Purim is over, you've been fasting. When Tainus Esther is over, you've been fasting all day. Why can't we just eat first and then lay in the megillah? It's not because the Tainus continues. It's just because you're not allowed to eat something before you do any given mitzvah. So in the Nechlas Tzvi, and that goes on the side of the Shulchan Aruch in Yardes in Reish Samach Beis, he says, Hu adin by Avia Ben, of a father of a son that's getting a bris mila, he's not allowed to eat before the mila. But what about if he's mechabit a moel to do it? So then the father's allowed to eat before the mila. Is the moel allowed to eat before the mila? So Rav Betzal Stern, in his Tshuvas Betzal Chachma, says that maybe there's a difference between the father and the moel. And he says, one of the reasons that there's a difference is that when there's a mitzvah that's mutal on you to do, so we can make it more difficult for you when it's your mitzvah and your responsibility. You're the Aviyah Ben. But whenever it's mutal on somebody else, whenever you're just taking care of somebody else, it's not going to be so easy to convince a person to take upon that shlichus if it's going to impose hardship upon him. So he says he brings this Gemara as a dugma. The Gemara in Pesachim Daf Pei, that what's this guy going b'derech chachoka for? To help everybody else. It's not so pasha to find somebody who's willing to do that. Someone who's going to inconvenience himself to travel b'derech chachoka so that the rest of Klal Yisrael will find themselves in a better position in terms of Tumah and Tahara. Okay, so the Gemara says further now, we're going to have three cases of some sort of combination of Tumas Mace and Tumas Zav. The halacha, again, by Tumas Zav is a little bit different. A Zav is a Tumah that's not even ignored B'tzibur. Even if the Tzibur is Zavim, we do not allow the carbon to be brought B'tumah. So now, three cases. Case number one. Hayuruba Itmar, Hayuruban Zavim, Umiyutan Timei Mesim. Let's say the majority of Klal Yisrael are Zavim, and a minority are Timei Mesim. So Amarav, Olsen Timei Mesim, Ein Olsen Lo B'Rishon Lo B'Sheni. The Timei Mesim are not allowed to bring carbon Pesach on Pesach Rishon, nor on Pesach Sheni. Rishon Lo Avdi Davim Miyuto, to love the Brishon. They can't bring a Pesach Rishon because they're a minority, and a minority of Tameim can never bring a Pesach Rishon. B'sheni nami lo avdi, and they can't bring a Pesach Sheni because kol echad avdi tzibur b'rishon avdi yachad b'sheni. You can only bring carbon Pesach Sheni when the tzibur brought Pesach Rishon. Kol echad lo avdi tzibur b'rishon. If the tzibur didn't bring Pesach Rishon because they were all zavim, lo avdi yachad b'sheni. Then a yachad is not allowed to bring Pesach Sheni. So the Tamei Mesim would be excluded from carbon Pesach entirely. Amrlehu Shmuel zilu amrle la'aba. So Shmuel said, "Go tell Rav v'yasu b'nei Yisrael asa Pesach b'ma'ado. May avadit lei. What are you going to do with the pasuk? Pasuk says you got to do a carbon Pesach. So amrlehu zilu amrle. So Rav said, "Yeah, why don't you go back and tell Shmuel ki havu kulu zavin may avadit lei? And what if the whole Klal Yisrael is zavin? Then what are you going to do with that pasuk? Elamai, there are certain situations where you can't fulfill the pasuk. El kibin de lo efshar lo efshar. If it's not possible, it's not possible. What can you do? Hakanami lo efshar. So it's not possible." Case number two, Itmar. Hayiruban Tamei Mesim. Let's say the majority were Tamei Mesim, Umiyutan Zavin, and a minority of the people were Zavim. So Rav Huna Amar Ein Tashlumin LePesach Haba B'Tumah. Rav Huna says there is no Tashlumin. There's no making up for a Pesach that was Ba B'Tumah, that was brought B'Tumah. So Rav Adabar Ava Amar Yesh Tashlumin LePesach Haba B'Tumah. There is Tashlumin for a Pesach that's brought B'Tumah. So essentially the Machlokas Amorayim is the minority are Zavim and therefore couldn't participate in the Pesach Rishon, are they eligible for Pesach Sheni? So Rav Huna says, Ein Tashlumin. Rav Adbar Ava says, Yesh Tashlumin. Rav Huna says, they cannot bring Pesach Sheni when Pesach Rishon is on B'tumah. Rav Adbar Ava says, they can. So what are they arguing about? Name of Bahat Kamiflagi. Maybe this is the Machlokas. Demandi, Amar Ein Tashlumin LePesach Haba B'tumah. The one that says that there's no Tashlumin. Rav Huna, who says that they cannot bring Pesach Sheni when Pesach Rishon was done B'tumah, Kasavar Tumah Dechuyah Hi B'tzibur, holds that Tumah is only Dechuyah B'tzibur, that it was only begrudgingly that we allow the carbon to be brought b'tumah, as Rashi says, "Bekoshi hutala akrivo hilchach loma shvinu lehu b'taharim lemitchi tamei and l'sheni." So we're not going to allow those people to permit the tamei people to bring Pesach Sheni. But so that because it's dechuya umandiyam yeshla tashlum lepesach haba betuma, and the one that says that and Rav Kahana who says Rav Ada Bar Ava rather who says that zavim can bring a pesach sheni even though the pesach rishon was brought betuma because of a tuma hutra betzibur says that tuma is totally hutra betzibur, the pesach rishon was perfectly fine like any other pesach rishon, so there should be tashlumin for the zavim. So isn't that the machlokas whether tuma hutra or tuma dechuya? So Amri lo. It's not the machlokas at all. Dukuli alma tuma dechuya betzibur. Everybody holds tuma is dechuya betzibur. Ubaha pligi. The machlokas as follows: Mar savar tara mitchia tuma lo mitchia. Umar savar afilu tuma nami mitchia. One opinion holds that tahara is docha tuma to the sheni. Only when the tzibur does it pitara is it docha tuma to pesach sheni. But when the tzibur does it betuma, it's not docha. And the other one says even when you do it betuma, even though it's only tuma hutra tuma dechuya betzibur, still, we're going to allow for Pesach Sheni. There's nothing that will stop us from allowing other Tameim from bringing Pesach Sheni. Itmar, third case now of some combination of Tamei Mesim and Tamei Zavim. Hayu Shlishi San Zavim, Ushlishi San Tahorin, Ushlishi San Tamei Mesim. Let's say Klal Yisrael is divided neatly into three even groups. One third of Klal Yisrael are Tahor. One third of Klal Yisrael are Tamei Mesim. One third of Klal Yisrael are Zavim. So what do? So Amar Rabbi Mani Bar Patish, Osan Tamei Mesim, the guys who are Tamei Mes, Einon Osin, Loas Harishon, Veloa Sheni. They cannot bring Pesach Rishon, nor can they bring Pesach Sheni. Berishon Loavdi, they can't bring Pesach Rishon, Higdilu Zavin ala Tahorim, Delavdi Betuma, because there are the Zavim and the Tahorim combined, who are all not bringing it betuma, savle timei mesim miyuta. The Tahorim are not bringing it betuma because they're Tahorim. The Zavim are not bringing it betuma because they're not even allowed to bring it even betzibur. So therefore, the timei mesim are a minority. So miyuta lavdi berishon. A minority of timei mesim are not allowed to bring on Pesach Rishon. B'sheni lo avdi, the timei mesim are not allowed to bring on Pesach Sheni either, though, because nitzrufu zavin im timei mesim. Now the zavin join the other team. The zavin joined together with the timei mesim. The lo avdi b'rishon, because how many people didn't bring Pesach Rishon? Two-thirds of Klal Yisrael didn't bring Pesach Rishon. The Timei Mesim and the Zavim. Savalu Ruba, Ruba Lomarchu LePesach Sheni. So it's a majority of Klal Yisrael that didn't bring Pesach Rishon. A majority can never bring Pesach Sheni. So Pesach Rishon, the majority is people who are not eligible to bring Betzibur Betuma. Because Zavim can't bring Betzibur Betuma, and the Tahorim are Tahorim, so they shouldn't be bringing Betuma at all. So in Pesach Rishon, it's a majority that cannot bring Betzibur Betuma. So therefore, the Tamei Mesim cannot bring. And Pesach Sheni, the majority are people who majority are people who still need to bring Pesach, who still need to bring Karban Pesach. And a majority of people cannot bring Pesach Sheni. Only a minority of people are allowed to bring Pesach Sheni. Now, there is a shaila that the Achronim deal with. What happens if after Pesach Rishon happens, let's say we celebrate Pesach Rishon, and then Mashiach comes before Pesach Sheni? So now what do? So is Klal Yisrael allowed to bring Pesach Sheni? That's a chakira that the Achronim have. In the Sefer Yosef Ometz, he says, after Chag HaPesach in his Beis Medrash, everyone started asking this chakira. Does if HaKadosh Baruch Hu were to allow Mashiach to come during that time period, do we bring a Pesach Sheni? And furthermore, if Mashiach comes close to Pesach Sheni in a way that we don't have time to be Tahar from Tumas Meis, in order to be Matar ourselves in time for Pesach Sheni, are we allowed to bring Pesach Sheni Bituma? Even though normally Pesach Sheni is only done Bitara, do you say that since in this situation it was not possible to bring it in any other way other than Bituma, so it should be brought Bituma? So he says, even though it's a little bit silly to discuss these questions, because when the Shaila comes up, Emir Tashem, you know, I mean, if Mashiach decides to come during that time period, we'll have Elio Anavi, and he'll be Matari to all of our Kushios V'Yibayos, so he'll probably be able to tell us what to do, but at least we should be able to talk and learning. We should know how to ask the Shaila when we discuss it with Elio Anavi. Amongst the things that he discusses is this klal that we have throughout this entire parak, that it's Sibur is not Nitcha to the Pesach Sheni, that a tzibur always brings Pesach Rishon Betuma. How do we define that klal? What does that mean? What's the gedder of that rule? Is it that a tzibur is not? Is it just that a tzibur is not pushed off to Pesach Sheni because they could do Pesach Rishon when most of them are Tamei. But if Be'emes, for whatever reason, they didn't do Pesach Rishon, there's nothing that precludes the Tzibur from the possibility of Pesach Sheni. It's not a din in Pesach Sheni, it's a din in Pesach Rishon, that a Tzibur brings Pesach Rishon. It's not a din that a Tzibur doesn't bring Pesach Sheni. It's a din that a Tzibur does bring Pesach Rishon Betumah. So Pesach Sheni is, maybe they could, Tzibur could bring Pesach Sheni also. It's just, why would it ever happen? They should have brought Pesach Rishon. Or maybe no, it's a klal in Pesach Sheni, that Pesach, a Tzibur is not allowed to bring Pesach Sheni. And the Nafka Minu would be this case, in a case where Mashiach comes in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. If it's a din that you're not allowed to have a Tzibur bring Pesach Sheni, so then they can't bring Pesach Sheni. But if it's a din that a Tzibur brings Pesach Rishon, but there's no rule precluding a Tzibur from excluding a Tzibur from Pesach Sheni, so then maybe in a Chinami, in that case the Tzibur would bring Pesach Sheni. So first he thinks we should bring a Raya from our Gemara, because our Gemara gives us exactly that case. They weren't a Tzibur vis-a-vis Pesach Rishon, because the Zavim counted on the Tar team by Pesach Rishon. They are a Tzibur when it counts toward Pesach Sheni. And what does our Gemara say? There's a rule that a Tzibur doesn't bring Pesach Sheni. So it seems like a very clear raya from our Gemara that you have to count them, that there is a separate din that a Tzibur doesn't bring Pesach Sheni. But he's not convinced that it's such a raya. Because when we say that a Tzibur doesn't bring Pesach Sheni, that's only if you were nidche from the Rishon mikoach Tumas Meis. But if there's some other reason that you were nidche from Pesach Rishon, not because of Tumas Meis, but because of something else, then maybe that's not enough of a reason to say that a Tzibur would not bring Pesach Sheni. And the Raya is, if the Tzibur were all Tamei with Ziva on Pesach Rishon, so what do they do? All of Klal Yisrael is Zavim on Pesach Rishon. What do? We bring Pesach Sheni. So you see a clear Raya that there is, that a Tzibur can bring Pesach Sheni. There's no rule that a Tzibur can't bring Pesach Sheni. There's a rule that if a Tzibur couldn't do Pesach Rishon because of Tumas Meis, then they're not going to be able to do Pesach Sheni either. Okay, says the Mishnah, HaPesach Shenizrak Dam Avarchach Nodushu Tamei. Let's say you do the Zrikas Dam of Karban Pesach, and then you find out that the guy is Tamei. So Hatzitz Meratze, and then you find out that the carbon is Tamei, rather. Hatzitz Meratze, the Tzitz will allow for the carbon to count. Nitma HaGuf, but if the person himself becomes Tamei, if a person discovers that he is Tamei, then the tzitz is not going to help the karban. The tzitz will help to make a karban acceptable when the dam is Tamei, not when the person who's bringing the karban is Tamei. Nitma Tumas HaTahom HaTzitz Meratzeh. This is going to bring up a whole new discussion called Tumas HaTahom. If there was a Tumah that nobody knew about, which we're going to have to define a little bit further, but some unknowable Tumah that you later found out about, then the Tzitz is going to be Meratzeh, even if the person is Tameh, if his Tumah was from Tumas HaTahom. Says the Gemara, Taima Dinizrak Vachach Noda, sounds like the only reason that the Tzitz is going to work is because you already did the Zrika Saddam and then you found out about the Tumah. But if you knew about the Tumah and then you did the Zrika Saddam, it's not going to work. Or Aminu, but I'll ask you a stira. Alma Tzitz Meratze. When does the Tzitz work? Al Adam v'ala Basar v'ala Chelev Shenitma. Bein b'shogig, bein b'mezid, bein ba'ones, bein b'ratzon, bein b'yachid, bein b'tzibur. That it works for any sort of tumah that happens in any sort of context. Am Ravina, tumaso, so Ravina explains, that means as follows. Tumaso, bein b'shogig, bein b'mezid, hurtza. If the tumah was contracted, either b'shogig or b'mezid, the tzitz will work. But zrikaso, b'shogeg hortza b'mezid lo hortza. If you did the zrika b'shogeg, not realizing about the tumah at the time of the zrika, that's when the tzitz will work. But if you do the zrika b'mezid, knowing full well about the tumah, the tzitz is not going to work. Rabbi Shila amar zrikaso bein b'shogeg b'mezid hortza. He says, no. The zrika, whether you did it b'shogeg or b'mezid, the tzitz is going to work. Tumaso b'shogeg hortza b'mezid lo hortza. If the tumah happened b'shogeg, the tzitz will work. But if the tumah happens b'mezid, then it's not going to work. It's not going to work for any tumah that was contracted b'mezid. Elahaduk tavi bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid hachi kamar. When it says bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid, it means nitma b'shogeg v'zarku bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid hortza. If a person became tamei b'shogeg and then the zrika happened either b'shogeg or b'mezid, that's when the tzitz is going to be meratzeh. Not the person becomes tamei, the carbon becomes tamei, and then the zrika happens either b'shogeg or b'mezid, then it's going to be hortza. Vaduktani dam shenizrak varchak noda. Time it is nizrak varchak noda. Noda varchak nizrak lo. But the Mishnah says that it's only if you find out about the tumah after the zrika that it's okay. Sounds like if you find out about the tumah before the zrika, it's not okay. So how's Rav Shila going to answer this? Rav Shila says the zrika doesn't matter if you know about the tumah at the time of the zrika or not. How's he going to explain it? He'll understand the Mishnah that it's even talking about a case where you found out about the tumah and then you did the zrika. The reason it gave an example of doing the zrika and then finding out about the tumah is mishum sefer nitma guf, because the sefer wants to introduce a case where the person himself becomes tameh and the tzitz is not merata. Because in that case, it's not going to work even if you do the zrika and then you find out about it. So in order to set up the chiddush of the seifa, we give a case in the resha where you find out after you already do the zrikas dam. But Enoch Inami, says Rav Shila, even if you know already about the tumah of the korban at the time of the zrikas dam, still good enough. The tzitz is still going to be meratza. Don't make any diuk from our resha. Nitma tumas atahom. So the Gemara said, what, but if there's tumas atahom on the bailim, then the tzitz will work. So by Rami Bar Chama, koinam ratza bekorban sein, hutzul tumas atahom alo. This heter of tumas atahom, is it only for the bailim of the korban, or also for the kohen who's bringing the korban? Mi amrim ki gemiri tumas atahom bebailim bekohen lo gemiri, adum abezivcha gemiri, lo shom bekohen lo shom bebailim. Is the heter of tumas atahom a heter in the owner of the korban? That if the owner of the korban had some sort of unknowable tumah, that's when we're going to allow it, we'll pass it, but not in the Kohen? Or do we say, no, the din of Tumas Atom is a heter in the Karban. If anything affiliated with the Karban had some sort of unknowable Tumah, we'll allow it to pass. So Amarava Toshima, Detani Reb Chiya lo amru Tumas Atom ela lemeis bilvad. It says that Tumas Atom only works by Tumas Meis. So Meis lemutimai, as opposed to what other kind of Tumah does it not work? Lav lemutei Tumas Atom de Sheretz, it must be telling me that if there's Tumas Sheretz, Tumas Atom does not work. Umayaskinon, who are we talking about that's tummy with the sheretz? Inem a bailim, if it's the bailim that's tummy with the sheretz, well, you don't need it to work. A bailim who's tummy with the sheretz should be no problem. Man, even nazir mimahani bay kiamus meisalavam rachmana. By a nazir is the tumas atom doesn't work because it says kiamus meisalav. Elabos of Pesach. The only guy we could be talking about is someone bringing a carbon Pesach. So what? A guy bringing a carbon Pesach who has tumas sheretz? You only need some sort of heter if you hold that someone who's Tamei Sheretz is not allowed to send the Korban Pesach. But if you hold that someone who's Tamei Sheretz is allowed to send the Korban Pesach in the first place, so then what do you mean? There's no heter of Tumas Atom for a Bailum who becomes Tamei with Tumas Sheretz? He could send the korban. There's no problem. You don't need a heter of tumas at home. Someone's tummy with the sheretz is allowed to send the korban pesach. So el alav b'kohen. So we must not be talking about the bailim. We must be saying that the kohen who has tumas sheretz, the tumas at home is not going to work for him. But if he has tumas meis, Tumas Atom is good enough. As long as that Tumas Meis was unknowable, it's good enough. Ah, so Shema Mina, Hutrala Tumas Atom. So you see from there that Tumas Atom does not only work for the Bailim, it works for the Kohen as well. Okay, we'll pick up Ezra Shem from Rav Yosef tomorrow.